From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the fourth day of June 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 72 degrees. There'll be a northwest wind at 10 to 16 miles an hour. Tonight it will be clear with a low around 45 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light after midnight. We'll run down the rest of the week's forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Catskill Center is designing a land-buy plan for the watershed. Jim Plank is writing in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development has finished designing a potential land acquisition program for protecting streamside lands in New York City's watershed. The Arkville, New York nonprofit is currently under contract with the town of Hunter. The result of the two-year study is the creation of a riparian buffer program. The alternative land acquisition program will allow the purchase of streamside or riparian lands, including a buffer to protect the water quality of the stream. The program, like the parcel acquisition program currently in place, does not call for the use of eminent domain. It requires a willing seller, willing buyer scenario. The next step is to put the program into a three-year pilot phase. The state at present has approximately $5 million earmarked for the funding of water quality projects. You can find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In other news, Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that local youth between the ages of 14 and 20 may still qualify for summer employment through the state-funded program. Both Columbia and Greene counties were recently deemed eligible for a portion of the $25 million made available by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo through the New York State Summer Youth Employment Program. While Columbia County will receive more than $50,000 under the program, Greene County qualified for nearly $68,000 in funding. Children of families accepting temporary assistance for needy families or with a family income below 200% of the federal poverty line can apply. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Finally, in today's news, a volunteer Firemen's Association treasurer has been arrested and charged. The Daily Freeman is reporting the treasurer of the Greene County Volunteer Firemen's Association has been arrested and charged with stealing association funds, according to the New York State Police. Mitzi Sue Fremgen of Durham was charged with grand larceny and falsifying business records. The amount of funds allegedly stolen was not disclosed. Police allege the funds were used to pay personal expenses and that Fremgen, quote, submitted fictitious documents to conceal the theft of the monies, end quote. So the weather outside today is delightful, and it will also be on Wednesday, but there'll be a chance of rain throughout the rest of the week, starting with Wednesday night. Today is sunny with a high near 72, tonight clear with a low around 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 75. But then tomorrow night, a slight chance of rain after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Thursday, a slight chance of rain again with a high near 73. Rain is likely also for Thursday night with a low around 60. That same scenario plays out for Friday and Saturday, with a daytime high in the low 70s and a nighttime low in the 60s. Finally, Sunday will bring us a partly sunny day with a high near 78, but a partly sunny day with a chance of showers and a high near 78 will greet us for back to work Monday. The sun rose this morning at 5:19 a.m. and will set at 8:28 p.m., giving us 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the fourth day of June 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.